Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty lovers for beauty lovers. I am your host today, the unprofessional beauty lover who can't even remember her own bloody thing, Lindsay Kelk. And this is a very special episode of Full Coverage podcast. I'm very excited to share it with you. Today, we are going to listen to the audio of a Zoom call between myself, Caroline Hirons, and Emma Guns of The Emma Guns Show. This is a call that took place just a week ago to celebrate the launch of my new book, in case you missed it, and also the ridiculous, humongous, incredible, amazing, and well-deserved success of Caroline's book, Skincare. I'm going to say it's not safe for work or little ears, and I'm going to say it's a little bit insane. But it was so much fun. And it was honestly one of the most joyous 60 minutes of my last 5 months. Lockdown continues in LA. So it was so lovely and such a relief and such a tonic to spend time talking to two of my favourite people about some of my favourite stuff. There's some beauty in here, I won't lie. It goes a bit off the rails and there's much discussion of penis. But, you know, like, that's fine. And you all know what you came for when you chat with Caroline and Emma and I. This is what happens. So I really hope you enjoy it, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with another full and proper episode. We're also prepping to schedule for another live episode with you guys all on Zoom, so keep your eyes open for that. And please enjoy. Here it is, Lindsay Kelk in conversation with Emma Guns and Caroline Hirons. Rage Against the Mopine. Full props to Kelly for that one. Here is the episode.
Books and beauty with Caroline Hirons and Lindsay Kelk. And for anyone who doesn't know, and of course you all do, but let's just talk about the fact that we have Lindsay Kelk, the author of 16 published books. One of them is on the shelf.
We're going to talk about that. How you're saying, I do not know.
You know I'm not, so that is a fair assessment.
I feel so sad that the expression you caught on my face just then when Caroline said, how you're saying, and I went... but author right. of 16 books, host of and contributor to 2 podcasts and goodness knows what else, the brilliant, wonderful Lindsay Kelk, who is live from Los Angeles and live from London, we have the most powerful woman in beauty, Caroline Hirons. Do not get embassy, stay in this chat because we are all about the books and beauty. And let's not forget, Lindsay may have written 16 books, Caroline has just published, very recently in fact, 1, Skincare.
And is only ever going to publish 1.
And let's just say...
Well, when you ace it, Caroline, you've only got to do it once.
Mine's in the other room of my colour-coded bookshelf, making the yellow section look very, very good. But Caroline's book, Skincare, is to the literary world what Avengers Endgame was to movies in 2019, in that it broke all records and is basically the biggest thing to have ever happened to words and pages.
Okay, Lynn.
That is literally the industry buzz that I've heard.
Biggest thing to ever happen to words and pages.
To words and pages, specifically. There was one cookbook that was a more important thing to happen to spines, but words and pages, it's Caroline. It's Caroline.
So, goodness, it's thank
amazing.
You
so much.
Perfect description. And PodFam, lots of PodFam people in the house. I'm guessing lots of listeners of Full Coverage, which is obviously Lindsay's podcast. And many of you, of course, will have heard Caroline not only on Lindsay's podcast, Full Coverage, which she co-hosts with makeup artist Harriet Hadfield, but also my podcast, The Emma Guns Show, which should be subscribed to immediately. Or at least
immediately. You're such a professional. I know you're such a professional because I've been on your podcast and I know that. Oh, good work. But you're such a professional. It's so impressive. Everyone go and subscribe to Emma's podcast immediately because she's dead good. Yep. You're dead
thank
good.
Thank you. I've described it by the fact. Thank you. I really like that. Is she eating a Twinkie?
Jim left a croissant at the side of his bed, the fool.
Well, that might be this best and stupidest move ever, because who doesn't want to wake up to find a croissant at the side of your bed?
But secondly, he's
somebody else
so
is going to eat it.
He's diabetic, so he has to have them.
He's got to have a snack.
Please replace
it. It needs to be a chocolate croissant.
Diabetic food.
Please replace it. We don't want Jim to wake up in the night and think, oh,
right, it would wake me up to do it anyway, so I wouldn't worry.
Okay, fine. As long as no harm will come to Jim as a result of...
Oh, he's all right. Okay. He never comes to bed without a snack, that man.
Quite well, badly.
Sorry, everyone, but I've had quite the day.
Yes, Caroline has had a big day. Do we want to do a top line of Caroline's day?
I think we should absolutely. On. Well, at least let's just mention Beauty Backed before we start.
Okay.
Let's do that. You've just launched it. It's amazing. Eat your croissant.
He's wetting himself. Just sent a laughing emoji like, oh my God, woman. He's like, you can't eat on a live. I'm like, well, apparently I can.
It's too late. It's been done. You absolutely can. Breaking down barriers. Breaking down barriers everywhere you go. It's classic irons. Beauty Batch. Until your mouth is empty, I'm going to talk about it for you. Sorry. Beautyback.com. Go there now, sign the petition, donate to the GoFundMe if you can. If you can't, completely understand. We're all in weird places. But if you can share it, that's as good.
Share it.
We want everyone to know about this. Tell us about it, Caroline. Tell us about it.
Long story short, when Boris announced that Beauty was not going to open, as he had promised, a typical loser's move to do it last thing on a Friday, he basically said and he also didn't say Beauty. He avoided us completely and said close contact services. And I just messaged my business partner, Al, and said, and I quote, this is my WhatsApp message, Al, we need to do something for people in this industry who can't pay their bills. We need to start something, a foundation, anything. And that's kind of what we did. And that was Saturday morning at 10:30. So we didn't need a weekend. That's fine. And then we kind of pulled it together. I bought the domain name. I just did a quick WhatsApp group of people I know who are really just really sort of brilliant organizers, basically. Got the British Beauty Council on board, CEW, BabTac, and then put it live, spoke to my accountant and lawyer about the legals, and they said, well, if you've got a charity you can already donate to, that makes your life much easier. Thank God they said that. Then we found the Hair and Beauty charity, which I kind of knew of, but hadn't really experienced. So we spoke to them today and it was perfect. And they do amazing things. Like if you are someone who is in the industry and something happens to you and you have children, they will sponsor your children until they're 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Brilliant. So we launched it and we're currently on, I don't even know, what was the last total? The last total.
You're on £29,000 and 3,500 signatures going up every second.
£29,000. And basically we the great thing is we don't even have to touch the money, and all of it, every penny of it goes to the Hair and Beauty charity, and then people who need help can apply via the Hair and Beauty charity. So they can just send in their info, and where it normally takes 21 days for them to approve things, they're doing it on a once a week basis just to make sure they can get the money through.
I'm really glad that we're chatting on a day like today when you've done something like this, because I think when you title a webinar or whatever this chat is as Books and Beauty, I mean, we're not going to just be chatting about our favourite lipstick formulas and the kind of moisturisers we love. And it's really brilliant. Lindsay.
Nobody cares. Come on.
No, but I think sometimes some people may not necessarily know quite how deep the roots for all of us go into the beauty industry, and especially you, Caroline, who really understands how it works, what the machinations are. You understand the policy, politics, and to be able to actually come out and say, right, yes, I'm a content creator, yes, I review products, yes, I've written a best-selling book about beauty called Skincare, available now.
I know.
From all good,
bizarre, isn't it?
I'm also actually helping people whose income has been jeopardized by the unfair regulations that have been put in place by the UK government around the beauty industry. So let's just, what a brilliant thing that we can talk about this side of the beauty industry that is where all of our roots really spread to. And I know, Lindsay, you feel very passionately about this too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, I know obviously I'm best known for my books because that's probably why most people are here. But as Emma mentioned, I have a beauty podcast, and I've always been a beauty lover, but actually my second job was beauty PR. So I've been in the beauty industry and beauty industry adjacent since I was 22. And when I left that job, because my boss was a monster, that's a fun story for another time. I missed beauty.
We've all been there, mate. You don't have to own that category.
The stories. I missed it so much that I started my first beauty blog, Beauty Mecca, and that was 2006. And was it 2006? It's 2006. End of 2006, very beginning of 2007. It's still online, which is dead weird.
I found a picture of us when we first had a cup of tea in Marylebone at the weekend.
Find it? That's so funny. I was messaging with Ms. Guns the other day, and I'd found it in my Google Calendar sets up reminders, and it was like tea with Caroline, and it was 6 years ago, and I couldn't believe it. Six years ago. Yeah, it has to be, because I was in New York. And my hair was red.
Yeah, you were.
So, yeah.
God. Yeah.
So it's weird, I think, because Full Coverage has only been around sort of 3 years. And my blog was never my name. It was sort of anonymous because everyone...
Your award-winning podcast has only been around for 3 years.
My award-winning podcast, Full Coverage, is 3 years. But yeah, I'm industry-wise, I knew people and they knew who I was. But outwardly facing, it was anonymous. I didn't use my name because I was still working a full-time job and my boss was a bit... weird about it, because it was 2006-07 when blogs weren't really a thing. So I kept it anonymous. Yeah. I've been in it a long time and known a lot of people for a long time, so to see what's going on now is just like just the fury and the rage, and I'm already full of fury and rage all the time, so this hasn't helped anybody apart from people that it will now help.
This brings us on to a great question. How many times have you listened to Killing in the Name Of by Rage Against the Machine in the last week, Caroline?
At least once a day. More so since lockdown than this last week. More so since Fair lockdown. And the live versions. And the Finsbury Park version, which is my favourite ever.
Okay. Right. Well, do you know what I'm going to do? We are today. I was like, cracked, man.
I'm getting some sugar in my system now. I'll be rocking in a minute.
Honestly,
Zach Dalarosha allegedly works out at my gym, but I've never seen him there. But he does allegedly work out there.
Very handsome young man.
No, I know. And apparently he comes in very early. And my friend at the gym was always like, oh, you know he comes here, right? And I'm like, we're going to need a text message system in which you let me know. Also, weirdly, one of the first penises I ever saw, because there was a photo of them in Select magazine where they were completely naked. And I was like 14 and was like...
How do I not know this picture exists?
It's in Select. It's in an ancient issue of Select. Sorry, everybody. I've lowered the tone.
I used to do that, though, because I remember in the mid-80s, the NME published a picture of Michael Hutchence on his back, like this, and the sheet. I mean, you could see the top of the peen. The sheet was like pube and peen. You know, when you're like...
The root of the peen.
The root veg was on show. And I honestly, I would have been like 15, maybe. And I was just like... So when people always wind me up and they're like, oh my God, what if you ever saw Simon Le Bon, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Simon Le Bon is like my heart, dude. Michael Hutchence was a certain woman's sexual awakening. I'm sorry. Come on. And I was on the bus.
Not just women.
Caroline Harris and I went to the same NXS concert.
I'm so jealous. Kick was just on in my house when I was growing up on rotation,
Because I'm the age of your mother. Thank you so much, Lindsay. It's been lovely. Goodbye.
No, you are, I am younger than you, but marginally so.
Shut up, marginally so.
I'm 40 in October. I have got to the point now where I'm like quite keen to get there because I feel like I'll be taken seriously as a grown up. I feel like I wanted to not be 40 forever and ever. But it feels like the same as 30 when I was like, oh, now I'm just like, when I'm 30, I'll have all the answers and be an adult and people will take me seriously. Didn't happen. So now I'm like, maybe 40. Maybe that's the one. Probably
they do take you seriously when you're a bit older.
And you just there you go.
And you're like, I need this now. And they're like, she sounds a bit hormonal. Okay, let's just
give it to us. That's true. I've been acting like a 40-year-old since I was 20, which is why I'm so hateful. But now, like, oh yeah, maybe I'll do it because she's got some experience and she might know what she's talking about. She's not just
full disclosure, I found the photo, but this one's been censored, but I will send it to you all. Not everyone watching. I'm not sending you all.
I need that in my WhatsApp group immediately.
Machine. But yeah,
I think it was Mo Wiggins saying there's no way I'm Googling that. My search history is already quite...
No, don't do it on your work computer. It was Lollapalooza 93 for anyone who cares to search it. And it was a protest. But if it was 93, I was probably 12.
They want to protest naked. I'll show up to that protest.
12-year-old Lindsay stealing her brother's Select magazine was somewhat like
post
confused.
It in the pod group, Linz, they're saying.
Yeah, well, I can post the I will post the censored version. If you care to find the uncensored, that's on you. That's on you.
I can't find it. Oh yeah,
okay. Sending it. There, have you found it?
I'm gonna write.
Oh, they're all censored.
So what I'm gonna do?
Well, it did exist without the censorship, but I'm sure it. Someone's got it. Someone's got it.
Battling the peens of Rage Against the Machine to get your attention.
I'm so sorry, Emma.
Okay, I'll put the phone down. I'm sorry. I won't look at any peens.
No, it's fine. But we know where we are today. We've just talked about Beauty Back. We've talked about Lindsay's 16 books that are out in the wild. We've talked about Caroline's skincare book. But why don't we go on a magical mystery tour? Or just let's reminisce. We've talked about Lindsay turning 40, but let's talk about our younger selves.
Oh, God.
Because actually, one of the questions that's come in from our brilliant panel party of friends who are joining us in this live chat is, what advice would you give your younger self? Now, who wants to go first? I'm gonna give it to Lindsay because she did find the peen picture first.
Rage Against the Mapine. Sorry, this is great work.
Standing ovation for Kelly Smith.
What advice would I give my younger self? I would tell my younger self to stop worrying so much about what other people think, which I would still give to myself now. And also, if it doesn't feel like it's enough, it's probably not enough and you shouldn't put up with it. Because I think for a very long time, I put up with a lot of really shoddy treatment. And no, that's not peen related, Emma. Don't laugh, but it could be. But I put up with a lot of shoddy treatment professionally and personally because I thought that's what I deserved. And I know now that that's not true. So I would say, don't put up with shit. Don't put up with guff. There we go.
I would fully concur. The way I've let some people treat me is like, even now if I see them, I want to throat punch them. People in the industry, you know, and you're like, no, I do. I get the look and people who know are like, oh God, move her away. Thank God she doesn't drink anymore. But yeah, don't let yourself be treated in a way that, two ways, in a way that you wouldn't treat other people and in a way that you know you don't deserve to be treated. Don't let people disrespect you.
Yeah.
Okay. Curious though. How do you set those boundaries? Because when you're 25 and someone's treating you like shit, do you say, oi, dickhead? Or is there another strategy
Caroline would say
pretty much for me.
I just think the thing that I did that I shouldn't have done is I internalized it, and what I should have done, and I was very junior in positions where I was being treated very badly by senior bosses. So professionally, I think you have to eat shit to a certain extent when you're starting out, but you need to deflect it and know it's not that eat shit as in like let someone abuse you, never let someone abuse you, but you might have to do stuff that you don't want to do and you might have to do stuff that's a bit shit.
I think that's whatever. Part of the course.
That's just part of it.
Totally.
Yeah. But I think if there is one person who is like, or there's someone that's causing you trouble, and not everyone can walk out on a job. I couldn't walk out on the job that I was being abused at. Like, I had to stay in it because I didn't have any money, I didn't have any support, I had to stay in that job. But what I could have done is not take it. So I wish I had been able to say to myself, this isn't about you, it's about them. And like the shit that they used to do, like I was a lot heavier and my boss put me on Atkins and would like monitor what I was eating.
I'm gonna need that name and address when this is over.
She was a beauty PR. We went to an event with clients and we had to put our names in the laser tag thing. We were at laser tag, obviously. And she put me down as the She-Hulk, like shit like that. No. And I just, but instead of me saying, you're a bully and this is shit, I just believed it all and was like, she treats me like this because I deserve to be treated like this. And it's like, well, I know now, no one should. Possibly, she's been out of the industry for a while, but I don't know.
I'm going to find out where this bitch lives.
Yeah, it was just, and it was everyone in the team was treated the same, but it just created this horrible toxic environment. It was all women. Everyone was horrible to each other. I managed to come out of it with one of my best friends because we were both just clung to each other like life rafts and were like, we will get through this. And we did, and we both did. But I just think too many people like just get beaten out of that. Like I could have very easily, thankfully I moved into a second career that was my aspiration, but if I would have left PR because of that, I never would have gotten back in because I was so beaten down. And I worry about how many people have given up on stuff because of just a shitty person and they took it in instead of pushing it back out. It's really hard. And the younger you are, the harder it is. But I would go back and say, not having that, madam. I wouldn't have called
you. Well, I would have just punched her in the throat.
She was a frisky one. So, like, she would have enjoyed a fight. But yeah, oof, man.
Could I take her though?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, a lot of bluster.
Oh, that's fine. To be honest though, I find it, and this is also my rule with parenting, you don't have to hit your kids, you just have to get the right look.
True. Well, we've both done retail, and I think you learn the look at retail. And my mum was retail as well, same as yours. And you get, I've tried to explain this to Jeff before, which is why kids don't like me, because I've got that lady look, because the parents, I worked in a toy shop, and my mum worked in a toy shop, and parents would bring their kids in, and they'd be like, if you don't put that down, that lady's going to tell you off. And I'd just have to stand there and be like,
oh, I wouldn't, I'd go,
and
yeah,
they would
I
just
am.
Run. They would run, yeah. And it's like, I've done nothing. But you learn a lot from retail for silent threats.
A lot. From retail,
yeah.
A lot for being in the service industry.
True.
Just that
retail for a long time. But
I love retail, but I love what I love now is that I can leave.
But I remember a few years ago when freelance wasn't going so well, and I was like, I can't get anyone to commission me to write words about beauty, and I was being really pathetic. I remember my friend said to me, "Fitch." If you can't make any money, if you can't pay your rent, you march down to that benefit counter and you go and be the best goddamn saleswoman the benefit have ever seen. Don't ever tell me that you can't make a living. I mean, obviously, it's not that easy. It's not like benefit are like, yeah.
We've had quite a few of those conversations over the years, Em.
I know.
With me doing the...
About working at the benefit counter?
No. Just about me being, you know... Encouraging.
Yeah, that's what everyone. That was the first thing I'd call you.
In life, Caroline, she was encouraging.
Motivational. I would upgrade it to motivational.
Motivational. Like, what is wrong with you? What, have you got two legs? Right, move.
I think what it comes down to is you with anyone who you give a shit about, and you you're very good in that you care about a lot of people. But the same fundamental thing runs through, which is, it's all about making sure that person is living. What it comes down to is that person, you're saying to them, you deserve better, and this is how you're going to get it. I know you can't see it now because it's really scary and you've got lots of things on your mind, but I'm telling you that if you look at it this way, you'll get to where you need to be. And that's a really nice person to have in your contact book.
And the odd bit of swearing.
Really? Haven't noticed. It's the capitals. It's when I get the message in capitals. I'm like, now I'm paying attention.
Emma, guns!
The voice note terrified me. I'm like, oh my God, what is it? Why? So that's good. That's the advice to younger selves, is to basically not take any shit. And to, God, I'm glad we decided not to swear during this particular call.
We went over 30,000. You went over 30,000. Just wanted to like shout out you specifically. Right? Went over 30,000, which is amazing. Yay!
This is a good question. Okay, so this is from the panel or the attendees, our party. And it's for all of us. But let's start with Caroline this time.
Okay.
Stuck on a desert island, what book, podcast and beauty item would make you feel better? You are under no obligation to say the Emma Gunn Show, by the way.
Book would be Bill Bryson's The Lost Continent, because it's just funny and it's about traveling. I could imagine I wasn't stuck on an island. Podcast, I couldn't possibly pick. I only really listen to about five, and you two are two of them. I don't have time.
No,
you know, the minute someone starts a podcast and they're so like chilled, you know what I'm like, ladies? I'm like, can we just cut to the chase? Come on. Probably to take myself away from Cagney and Lacey, probably Joe Rogan, because then I can just either rage or agree. So I'll be like, oh, I think about that. Or I'll be like, you idiot. And what was the other one? Book, podcast.
And beauty item.
Oh.
I think we have to assume you already have SPF. I think we just assume we do Desert Island Disc World, but you've already got
on a
SPF.
Desert Island, I ain't going to worry about an SPF, I'm sorry. I would probably take something like May Lindstrom's Blue Cocoon. I mean, it would melt. If I had a fridge, that would be helpful. But something oily, something lovely, you know.
Great, Lindsay, what about you? Book, podcast, and beauty item.
I am going to install Desert Island Disc rules where we've already got the Emma Gunn's podcast, so we don't have to choose it, because otherwise it's going to sound really sickening. But it would be a lovely choice because you have so many interesting guests about interesting topics. I would feel like you were there with me, but then that might make me sad, and then I'd have to get a volleyball and
I couldn't listen to a mate. I'd be upset. I'd have to listen to Joe Rogan.
It'll be hard. Yeah. I would choose Who Weekly, which is a podcast about the antics of Z-list celebrities.
What's it called?
Who Weekly.
Who Weekly. Their tagline is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. And every week they do a special segment on what Rita Ora is up to. She's the Queen Who. And now they have a new segment on Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas and their relationship.
Could you send me that? Because I can't find it and I don't want to be rude.
I will. I'll send it to you. It's great. And I feel like that would be a good distraction on the desert island. And I would still know what Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas are up to.
Well, we need to know.
Which would be important.
Can I tell you a funny story that's a slight distraction, also slightly slanderous, so maybe HarperCollins will cut us off. But I'll just say that backstage.
I am the co-host.
Backstage at the Brits. You know, we get a lot of the celebs. So you're there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the celebs are there from Monday to Wednesday, blah, blah, blah. You're going to love this. I just want to say there was a certain singer's family, might sound like Mita Cora.
Noted.
Mm-hmm.
Who could it be?
And people would come backstage, like try and blag freebies, because Pixie were really generous with the sort of goodies and stuff. And so blah blah blah. And these same people have been coming in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, like, oh, can we? And then on the Wednesday they came in, and Amanda and I had it up to here, right? You know, and you're just like, there's always people trying to, and they were so generous, there was no need, like they would try and pretend like they hadn't seen it before. Oh, can you tell me something about the product? And I'd be like, well, you were here the last 2 days, like, what do you
two
want?
Two people I wouldn't want to try and take the mick out
and
of
Amanda. Hands. Well, wait for it, because honestly, it's one of my highlights of my life. So this girl goes, and I'm not exaggerating, they all wear lanyards, right? So they've got, you know, the passes around the neck, like AAA, blah, blah, blah. And she went, oh, hi, can I take some stuff for Rita, please? Well, she said, please.
Mita.
Mita Cora. And I went, Mita Cora. And I went, oh, that's, do you know what that alarm is? That's my alarm telling me to take my HRT. Sidebar. So I go, oh, no, we've put it in her room today. It should all be there. We gave her an artist's selection. And they went, right, okay, so do you have anything else? And we're like, well, not really, girls, because you've been in the last 2 days. You've kind of cleared us out. No word of a lie. This girl goes, and I am not joking, ladies and gents, shows her past and goes, same surname? At which Amanda says, and I shit you not. Oh, are you a shit singer too? And turned off.
Oh!
At which point I'm like,
that, Mita Cora.
And Amanda, if you know Amanda, like, don't get her angry. Don't get her angry. I mean, she's like, she's small, but she be mighty. And that, the whole the whole rest of the day was us going, same surname, and the face, same surname, honestly. And we would go, oh, are your family all shit singers too? And it would just be, it was like all day.
There are a few people in the chat saying, who is Amanda? So Amanda is Amanda Bell, who works with Caroline at Pixie. What's her role at Pixie, Caroline?
Oh, she's like I don't work for them, but she is their global head of education and artistry, I think. But I've known Amanda for over 20 years because we work together at Space NK.
That's it, sorry. Yes, obviously Caroline does not work for Pixie, just to cover myself legally.
But she is.
We're like, so far past myself legally.
But the thing with Amanda is, like, if it was me, I would just be, you know, oh. Whereas Amanda doesn't even raise her voice. She just literally goes, oh, are you a shit singer too? And walked off. And I was just like,
it's just the thing is, though, if you're going to have the brass neck to do that, you've got to expect it. You've got to be ready.
I didn't come back.
What, you've got no power. What is it you think you're going to do with?
Let's do the yin and the yang. So the weird. Two nicest people at the Brits.
Yes, that's
good. Loads. But the two nicest on that particular event were Professor Green and Stormzy.
Oh,
gents.
Well, that's nice. We like to hear that.
We were like, would you like some stuff for your mum or your sisters? Or and Stormzy was like, oh yeah. Does anyone actually? If you just, and he spent the whole time in the green room, not in the dressing room. He was in the green room and he rehearsed, you know, his brilliant bit where he was like, did you think we'd forget about Grenfell? I'm standing here at the end of the Pixie counter, a sort of display thing. He rehearsed it here with his AirPods in, singing into the curtain next to me. I'm like that. Oh my God, he's literally going to slag off Thatcher. Like, he's literally going to go there. He's going to go there with Theresa May. Like, and then Professor Green called everyone his missus. He was like, oh, I'll go see my missus, blah, blah, blah. And they were just like nice and polite. Like someone saying, I've worked with both of them and they were genuine guys and really cared about all the security stuff and thanked us personally for helping. Yeah, very polite, said please and thank you. And then same surname, she can kiss my ass.
No time for me to Cora. I don't know if I could actually name any of her songs, which I feel quite weird about because she is on Who Weekly every week, though they talk about her, she's never on it. She is never on it. I could point her out in a Daily Mail bikini lineup because that's something she's good at, but I don't know any of the tunes.
Right, so just so that we don't go down a Rita or a Green.
Moving on.
Let's move on.
I'm going to answer the Desert Island question because it was for three of us.
Oh, okay.
Yes, do it.
Book?
So book, gosh. Well, I said I'm going to answer, but I didn't really think it through. It would probably be...
Tommy Lee's biography.
Who?
Tommy Lee's biography.
Has he
written? Nikki Six has though, so we could do that.
Well, I nearly sent you the other day. I found a T-shirt, Amplified. I've got a Kiss T-shirt, and it's Gene Simmons, the devil face, and the.
I've got it. Do you want to see it?
With the Diamante red tongue.
Yeah.
Caroline.
Did I tell you about the time we were in the departure lounge with Gene Simmons in the airport in Charlotte a couple of years ago?
Oh, so that's quite cool. God, Caroline.
We were visiting Jeff's family and we got to the airport and he was sat in the departure lounge. He was going back to LA, I guess, just regularly just sat there, and everyone was trying not to like say, look, it's Gene Simmons. And then eventually this couple went over to him and they were like, just like, you're Gene Simmons. And he was like, and the flight was delayed, and they were just sat next to him like. And then we got delayed and they announced another delay, so he just leans over and he's like, I just want to leave, so can you look after my stuff? And they were like, yeah, we'll totally look after your stuff.
Simmons, I'll
like,
look after
just
your stuff.
Going off. Yeah, so I think he went to the bar or whatever, but he just fucked off. But then they called the flight like 10 minutes later. They were like, actually, no delay, we're boarding now, everyone get in the plane quickly and we won't lose our slot. And this poor couple has sat there going like, we're fucking sat here with Gene Simmons' stuff and we're going to miss our flight because Gene Simmons has just nicked off. And I think everyone did actually end up getting on the plane, but we did end up getting delayed again. And it was very likely because we had to hold the plane for Gene Simmons.
Well, to be fair, there are a few people who could get a plane held for them and he's one of them.
Yeah, well, especially like a little internal flight from Charlotte. North Carolina? South Carolina? Yeah. Oh, North. To LA. It was just the look on their faces when he asked them was beautiful, and then the look on their faces when they announced that we all had to board. It was just like
shame. The last time I came back from LA, I was waiting and it was a business trip, so I was in Virgin Upper, thank you so much, and I was waiting, you know, in the separate queue, and then you see someone, you just know, you know the body language when someone famous is around you, right? And you obviously, when they have an escort, like if they have an escort, they're proper famous, yep. Right? So this bloke comes over and I'm going, oh my God. Like, oh my God, it's him. Oh my God, right? With his wife, gets sat at the front of the queue. I say nothing. I'm like, I'm saying nothing. This obviously used to like being at the front of the queue, businessman went over and he went, there's a queue. And this dude just like the guard, escort, turned around and he went, I'm just gonna escort this guest onto the plane. And then the bloke looked and went white, right? And I'm like, yeah, that's right, sit your ass down. And the guy behind me went, who is it? And I went, Luke Skywalker. when all these men saw that it was Mark Hamill, they were like, oh my God, Mark Hamill. You can see all these boys who were in the 70s and 80s just like,
they're all running around, oh, my hero.
And
then stick.
Then we get on the plane and what's his face gets on, Lord Downton.
Hugh Bonneville.
What was that?
I'll tell you in a while.
Yeah, Hugh, I know, that's right too. Then Hugh Bonneville gets on with his wife. And I'm like, what is this? It's like some award show finished. And then the pièce de résistance, Maisie What's-Her-Face gets on from Game of Thrones. Now, I did not watch Game of Thrones, but at one point I thought every man in the upper casting was going to lose their mind. They had Game of Thrones here and Luke Skywalker here, literally. So when we landed, I'm going, when we were about to take off, I'm like, just so everybody knows, I'm literally on a flight that's a teenage boy's wet dream.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Oh, I would Mark like Hamill. To meet Mark Hamill. I've heard he's lovely.
He's very polite. He's quite old and stiff, though. He looks, I mean, they do good work in the films because he's not like ambidextrous and sort of like agile. He looked quite old, and if he was like almost in pain. But he was very polite, and one of the stewardesses went over and she was just like, can I get you anything? And he's like, no, we're fine, thank you, and blah 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 blah. Anyway, one of my many stories.
So my book would have to be on,
sorry, Em, how did we get onto planes when you were talking,
I know,
about,
and I thought Simmons. I thought she was going to tell us a story about meeting celebrities at LAX, but she's not.
Tell us about your book.
I was going to tell that story, and I thought we'll only then answer a few questions, but I will tell that story in a second. So it'll be Arnold Schwarzenegger's book. My podcast will also be Joe Rogan, because the variety of guests is amazing. And we've actually had a couple of the same people on our shows recently, which I think means that we're...
Oh, excuse you, you're literally the same.
Yep. And my beauty item, honestly, it'd be tweezers or a long life battery epilator.
Surely that like is a standard. I would have to have tweezers or a razor.
Yeah, it would have to be hair removal.
Otherwise, they'd come and find me on the island and I have a beard.
We'd need to ascertain what's in our desert island kit that you have before you add in. And quite frankly, we're making up these rules ourselves. So,
and a product.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell my airport story now because...
come on, Em.
18 months ago when I flew out to LA to stay with Lindsay for a week as a birthday present to
my Was that 18 months ago already?
It was Christmas, not last year, the year before.
Wow.
I know, it's ridiculous.
She's moved house since then. I've moved house since then. Like, she got married. Tons has happened. So I had used all my points because I had loads of points saved up because I never travel. And apart from all the work stuff, And so I upgraded myself. But on the flight out, I think I was club, not business class, but like the thing between economy and business class. And then on the way back, I was business class. So on the way out, I am up front of that sort of weird section. And I get to the carousel thing, like I'm the third person there. And the only other person that I can see as I come around the corner to carousel one is this guy who couldn't have looked any more like Jude Law trying not to look like Jude Law. He was just Jude Law. Like, not even, it was just...
Was it really him or was it someone who looked like him?
No, it was him. But it was like, come on, I mean... He just looked like so like Jude Law. Like there was no attempt to be incognito.
Peak Jude Law.
I saw him at Christmas time in Liberty. I'm sorry, but I would.
Oh,
beautiful.
100%
Same.
On he the is beautiful.
On the carousel, no questions asked. I would.
So, we were coming. Alex and I were going into Liberty, and he was coming out. Right. He had the beanie on.
Did you at least
on.
Lick him? Did you lick him?
He was with his daughter. It was very inappropriate.
Oh, okay, right? No, that's fair. That's
He was with his daughter. So I'm going to Alex, who's like this height next. I'm going.
All right.
Let's face it. I have a wider bird's eye view, and I'm going. Jude Law. Right. And she goes, oh my God. And as we walked past, we were in straight in the corner door, and we went straight into the car department, and she. Oh, he's quite short, isn't he? And I went, well, doesn't matter when you're in bed, does it, love? In the middle of Liberty. And that we were like guffawing the whole way through. Then we get through to the actual beauty department. And I went, please tell me you all saw Jude Law. And of course, everyone goes, where is he? He was gorgeous. And I'm not easily impressed, you know.
Beautiful man. But, so there I am at the carousel. But also,
I thought you'd finish your story. I'm so sorry. I'm shutting up right now.
There's a but.
In my cabin section, there was this guy who I saw him at the gate. Also, oh my God, Jacqueline Bisset. Jack was on my flight.
How random.
I know. So in my section, there was this guy who was so beautiful and so tall and so just like, oh, like genetically. My body is going, this is the kind of person you should reproduce with. This is like a perfect specimen of a human man. And I just kept staring at him the whole time. And I saw him at the carousel. And him,
subtly.
And he was like,
Subtly?
Yeah, no. as I'm applying my drunk elephant skincare regimen, like during the flight. But anyway, he sort of stood quite close to Jude Law. And he was like, and he, I think he was trying to do that kind of, Both handsome.
Both handsome, both know it.
Both really, really good looking.
I remembered that guy's face, so that when I saw him on an advert on TV for, I think it was Braun hair shaver thingy, I was like, and I actually sent it to the PR and said, could you just tell me what this guy's name is? Because I just needed to know. But then the other thing about the carousel was Jude Law, who at the time I think was either post-production on Captain Marvel.
I think he was coming out to do Captain Marvel. I think he was coming out to do pickups or something because my friend who works for a film magazine went out to the desert to interview them around that same time.
Yes.
Was that BTW? Was that BTW? Oh, lucky.
It would be. I know.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, so he would have been quite good Nick because he had fight scenes. Like, there was an element of action.
He is in quite good Nick, I can confirm.
But I can also confirm that there was a lady who was, I would say, I mean, I think when I got to Lindsay's flat, I was like, there was a small Chinese lady. He was clearly like the escort, first class escort, meaning he was getting his bags off the carousel. I'm like,
oh. He was letting her do that. Oh, the shame of it. Come on, Jude.
Bags. I
know. Oh no, that would have said, I would have been like, Jude, come on. Jude.
Just say
Jude. Kill a boner. It will kill a boner. My Jude Law story is, I'll keep it brief.
Carry your own bags, dude. Don't make the small lady carry your bags. That's not
and we know he's got a, really he's got the wind in him. Because when I was in England on the iHeart Christmas book tour, I was in England for like a month. So I had a flat in Covent Garden that I did not pay for. But I was in a flat in Covent Garden.
What?
And it was opposite the theatre. It was opposite one of the theatres. And it was down, it was, you know where Jay Sheiky is? So it was on that street. So I had, but it was a walk up and it was like, I was on the top floor, but he was in a play, he was in the play at the theatre and I would regularly arrive home to the flat at the same time he would arrive for the play. And it took me a couple of minutes. I'd be like, because he always had the newsboy cap on. It was his newsboy cap period. But the awkward thing was he would walk up the stairs of the theatre to his dressing room while I would walk up the stairs to my flat. And he was quite clearly in much better shape than I was. Because we would meet at the windows as you went up the stairs. And it got to the point where I'm like, you've got to improve your cardiovascular fitness to see more of Jude Law, because he is moving up the stairs a lot faster than you are, and it's embarrassing. Yeah, I was much fitter when I left. But it got to that really awkward point where we were in weird nodding terms of like, oh, yes, we're going up the stairs at the same time.
He's nodding at you and you're like, oh, you don't know how...
I know, I just kept waiting for the note to come through the door that was like, here's tickets to the play, come and meet me and we'll hang out. But instead it was like, there's that girl again, looking at me through the window again.
Out of breath, trying to run up the stairs.
Knackered, literally would stand in front of my door, like bracing myself against the door, be like, it was not my best work. But he's so handsome,
It's a bone structure of an actual god, let's just be really honest about this.
It's beautiful.
So, right, here's a good question. I really like this one. I've lost it. Where is it? Sorry. No, genuinely, it was here. It was like, where was, what's a product that you wish had never become a thing? Hang on.
Oh, how long have we got?
Hang on a minute. Honestly, I'm now...
That is a real question. That does exist. I remember putting it into the document.
Oh, a product all three of you wish had never become a thing.
I really hate sheet masks, and I know it's controversial.
Wipes, anything with glitter in it, anything, a unicorn, anything that infantilizes women. I mean, pick one.
I feel like the sheet mask pressure is like weird, and that people are like, sheet mask. But like, I hate the feel of them. They're slimy on my face. I'm not a mask person really anyway. But sheet masks are just massively wasteful and stupid and massively overpriced, like humongously
overpriced.
Yeah, and like maybe three of them. Yeah, like maybe three of them have ever done anything for my face that I've seen it. And I do feel like it's a hype product that preys on trying to convince people it'll do something that it won't, that they could just get from real skincare. So I think they're exploitative as well as shit.
I hated the one that looks like that looked like pandas. So it's like, oh, look at me on social media with a face mask on.
Oh, look at me, I'm seven.
Fair. I didn't really like the snail craze either.
No.
Or the center one.
Gross.
Do you know how much grief I got when I said I wasn't into snails and skincare? And I still have people saying I'm racist against people who live in Korea and places like that because I don't like snail products. I'm like, that's a stretch.
But that doesn't define the market.
No. And like, you do you, protect your culture, enjoy your culture, but I'm not going to put snails on my face for my personal preference.
In the same way, I
let the snail to just be the snail.
Face. You know? When they said, oh, that penis facial, I'm like, you lot need mental help. I'm sorry. Absolutely not. Get a grip of yourselves.
That's like pole dancing for fitness. That's like a room of guys. I can't believe they did it.
Yeah, we get this there's a wrestling hashtag that goes around very regularly called Fine Women Who Watch Wrestling, and they just basically a dude in Wrestle Twitter. I host a wrestling podcast. I'm wearing a Steve Austin t-shirt, but they were like, let's show each other all the fine women that watch wrestling. So they just got all these women to post really hot photos of themselves while all the boys just fapped off over them in their basement. And like, this isn't us being empowering ladies. Like, we know we don't need to post hot selfies to get validation. You know you're hot and awesome and you watch wrestling. This is very weird. And it was just like then overtaken by gross dudes posting comments. And I'm like, that's not why it happened. That's not why we were doing it. Ugh. And if you want to pole dance, go crazy. But like,
stop it.
I don't, boys are gonna look at it. Boys are going to look at it, which is how I feel about everything.
There is a pole dancer called, I think she's called Janine Butterfly or something like this. Her pole dancing is insane.
Makes you feel depressed about yourself and your life choices, yeah?
No. She is so strong and so powerful and it's so beautiful. She did an amazing routine. I will find it and send it to you. And she did this routine to Florence and the Machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it will make you just go, oh my God, how on earth did she do that? She's literally on the pole and she looks like she's walking upstairs. She's so strong.
It's amazing. Next time you're both in LA, I can't wait to see Caroline's face. I'm going to take you both to Jumbo's Clown Room, which is the bikini bar where Courtney Love used to work. And it has dancers, pole dancers. No, it's down to bikinis. It's not naked strip club. But they all dance like Depeche Mode and The Cure. And it's all shapes and sizes. Everyone's got tattoos or like very individual, very independent. It's a woman runs it, or it was at least the last time I went there. And it's pretty amazing. The dancing is incredible. It's a dirty hole in a wall dive in Hollywood.
Oh, I love that.
Iconic.
Dirty holes in the wall. I'm a woman.
But the dancing I've seen there is like, what they're capable of doing with their bodies is just like beyond me. And it's never male gaze. It's always, these are women putting together their routines for themselves. And to just, it's so impressive. It's so incredible.
Gotta love that.
Yeah. If I could do proper pole dancing, like though, because it would have to be angry music. My pole dancing song is 100% Primal Scream by Motley Crue.
Oh, really?
There you go.
Listen to it.
We'll have a word and see if we can get you up on stage when you come out to Jumbo's.
I don't have the upper body strength. I just feel like it's safer.
I just have to hold on to it and kind of slide down it. Like, I might show you a tip.
It's all core. They tell me it's all core. The girls at Jumbo's, I haven't been for ages. Me and Terry went once and had a grand old time. But yeah, they tell me it's all core. You just got to cling on for dear life and hope that your midriff like holds you upright. That's how it works.
Good to know.
It was
I'll
a
that in mind. Next that time I'm trying to get off.
I do have a Courtney Love story.
Oh, we have to hear the Courtney Love story.
Oh, it literally is that. It was at the Elle Style Awards a few years ago.
The what awards?
Elle Style Awards. Remember when they used to be a thing? And I was on a table, and it was kind of a press table, so it's a mismatch of people who didn't really know each other, but they were there just looking, going, oh, isn't Rosie Huntington-Whiteley really pretty? And everyone was...
To be fair.
Oh, she's stunning.
I've seen her naked. Also Miranda Kerr. Carry on.
You know that friend who just bets every story that you might possibly have? I saw Jude Law at the airport. I saw him in Liberty.
I'm shutting up right now.
Yeah, and she came running over to the table, lifted up the tablecloth that I was
say something else.
But in the process of doing that, lifted up the skirt I was wearing and went, is my handbag under there? And I was like, no. It was just a really embarrassing, weird moment. And
would
I just
you like
thought,
to see my vulva?
The best way to possibly meet Courtney Love. Just like by her aww lifting up.
She's a funny old one, isn't she?
Yes. I feel like we should go back to books because I feel like we've done beauty.
We probably should. We've covered pretty much everything from Gene Simmons to fannies to penises.
So yeah, we've gone vulva now. We've got to vulva.
So with the remainder of the time that we have together, so Caroline,
yes, mate,
skincare,
yes,
done quite well,
has done quite well, mate. Yeah,
but
can't
you
get my perspective.
Have already said it's a one-time deal.
Yeah,
so you're not going to do what Motley Crue did, which is say this is the last time we're ever touring, so we go.
Yeah,
and then
do you know how many times I've been to the Guns N' Roses Once in This Lifetime tour? I've seen them three times on that tour, like. Change the title, lads. Change the title. Furious.
You're not going to do that, are you? Like, this is one and done.
Yeah, they've said, because we're doing a, I don't know if I can tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway, tough shit. It's my book. We're doing a special limited edition for Crimbo.
What? Wait, how is it going to be limited edition?
I can't tell you. I cannot tell you. It's going to be what?
Is it going to be bedazzled?
No. No, it's going to have a vulva on
it. Bathed in glitter. Glitter and snail mucus. That's all it's going to be.
And I can make tweaks, and I'm already in the frame of mind of, like I said to them, like I knew certain parts of the book would always have to be updated, and I already want to update a couple of parts. And it's not that it's bad science, it's just that I like to like be completely relevant. And they were like, well, if they want to change anything, you've got time if you give it to us before Thursday. And I'm like, I can change things in it already. So it'll be additions, there'll definitely be additions. But what I mean, if you can't write a book called The Ultimate No-Nonsense Guide. So what do you write after that?
The,
you know,
less ultimate, slightly nonsensey guide. It's, yeah, it doesn't really work, does it?
I mean, I can't, I don't, if I think of, you know, if I could think of something to, I don't know. I'm very, like, I don't know how you did 16. I do not know how.
Well, because they're all made up. That's how. Like, none of them are based in real life or fact like yours is. So basically, I'm just a well-paid liar. that's ultimately what I do for a living.
I would get those cards made up. But so let's talk about your book, in case you missed it, which is the latest one, which revolves around Roz, who is our heroine, our protagonist, who I'm livid with you and you know this.
I know, I'm sorry. I feel terrible.
And I really miss it still. I really like your books very much. They're very easy to cast in. I like the characters. I give a shit about the characters. I feel like if I was in their world, they'd give a shit about me. And so, yeah, more please, Lindsay. Are you writing the next one?
Okay. I am. I'm writing right now. Not right now, obviously. I'm doing this quite clearly. But I am halfway through the first draft of my next adult book, which will be out next year. Now,
viewers, she said adult because obviously I've said 16 books, which refers to just the adult ones. But there are also how many... they're not YA. What are they? I don't know the term.
The middle grade, we would call them in America. I don't know technically what we would call them in England. They're just for kids. They're children's books for sort of 7+. But my four-year-old friend, that sounds weird, my friend Penny is 4, and she loves them, but she has them read to her. But you could read them yourself from 7.
And how many of those are there?
There's 3 Cinders and Sparks at the moment. It's a series, so
16 of the other lot.
Yeah.
You're a machine, Kelk. You're a machine.
Note better to do.
You literally finish one, deliver it, and then start another one, don't you?
Yeah, it's not super healthy, but it's also my job, and I'm from Doncaster, so I have to be working all the time. I don't know anything else.
I get that, like the northern thing of, you know. Work. It's when people say things like, oh, are we gonna go, like when they say, no, are we going on holiday, whatever, I'm like, why, are we finished?
I know, it's really hard. Even when I'm away, like, I'm not someone that can switch off. Like, I'm still engaged in some ways. Like,
Caroline doesn't even know what day of the week it is usually because she doesn't observe the fundamental structure of a weekend.
No. Well, because I think that's a self-employed thing too. Like, you can't, because if you have a deadline, it doesn't matter if it's Christmas or your birthday or Saturday or someone's christening or someone else's party. You know, like, I've missed all kinds of stuff because I was on a deadline. I'm not saying that's a northern thing, but it was bred into me by my family for sure. Work until the work is done. And the work is never done. I don't really know. I left uni and started my job the next Monday. Like, it's just how it was always in me. Like, I've just always been trying to, like, get to the next thing, do the next thing. One day I'll, like, have a minute, but I don't know when it will be.
I feel like my friends, and I like to think I'm like this too, is that you have a load of tasks on your plate. You have all the stuff that you've got to do, and you're both very much like this. And you sort of spend a lot of time getting your head around all of that so you feel like you're in control of it, so that there's some room. And then the second there's some room, you add something else to the pile. And then it's the next phase over again. Now, we are drawing to a close, but there is one question from somebody. And I think whoever asked this, I think we need to shower this person with Lindsay Kelk grade love, with Caroline Hirons branded positivity and encouragement, because the question that was actually asked was, what can I do if I'm not beautiful at all?
Oh,
I know.
That is impossible.
Yeah. I mean, that's the first point to say that is, you definitely are. And even if you don't feel like it. It was a question that I got through on Instagram for us to answer, and it made me really, really sad, and I had a short cry because the question was longer and more involved. I shortened it a little bit so that we could address it, but I want that person, hopefully they're watching either now or later when we repost this, to know that whatever has made you feel like that, because it's not true, so something has made you feel like this, and I hope that you will believe us, because you've believed someone else when they've told you something that's very wrong. So I hope you will believe us when we tell you something that's very true, which is it is not possible that you are not beautiful. You don't have to be amazing at makeup. You don't have to be putting on false lashes and contour and doing wacky stuff to your hair and taking incredible selfies. Like, that's not what makes somebody beautiful. So absolutely not. You absolutely are You just have to believe it. That's what you have to do.
Did that person's name, or did it come in anonymously?
It was a pseudonym on an Instagram post, but
it just is impossible. And I think one of the reasons why I wanted to end on it is because as mates, I know that I can call either of you at any time, and I hope you know that the same is true for me. And if I was feeling in that space, you are two of the people, the first people that I would call. And so I wanted, and I can see so much love in the chat from people just saying, it's nonsense, of course you're beautiful, you're amazing. Reframe it and say that I am me, therefore I am beautiful. And I know that that's what you guys do for not just me as your mate and your other friends, but also for your followers, readers and viewers as well. So yes.
She's a good egg. I had to get a pep talk from Guns this morning because I woke up on the wrong side of the bed and was being a grumpy baby. And I got Gunsed, and it was appropriate, and I felt better for it. I am also going to mention now, before I forget, because I've forgotten for the full hour, everyone watching this right now, that's watching it live, sorry if you're watching it on replay, but everyone watching this live is getting a 20% off code for Elemis. That you will receive on email tomorrow. So you will get a code tomorrow that will give you 20% off everything on Elemis's website. And we're going to pull one name from the chat. Just pick someone at random. Who wants to pick? I'm going to make Guns pick. Pick one name at random, and they're going to get a goodie bag with Elemis products and Byron's mug, I believe.
Me!
I can't see. It's just moving so quickly. Hang on, I'm going to have to go into the participants and look at the names. I can't. Oh, no, I can. Hang on. Right.
Oh. She can't, but she will.
But what about Rage Against the Mapine?
There are so many Lauras. I saw the name Laura, and I feel like that's really unfair. But Caroline, you choose.
Oh, I would just give it to Rage Against the Mapine.
Yeah. Let's give it to Rage Against the Mapine. Oh, so Rage Against the Mapine.
From Kelly.
It's Kelly, right?
Kelly something.
So message us, Kelly. If you email Kelly Smith, if you email the lindsaykelk@harpercollins.co.uk email address that you registered with, they will get your address from you and send you a goodie bag for your excellent punning, for your excellent
pun work. No penises included.
No, zero penises. No penis facials. No pictures of penises. Thank you for your excellent stellar contribution to this chat. We appreciate it. So everyone's getting the 20% off code, so that's nice. Thanks, Elemis.
Yeah, and
thanks, Elemis.
This has obviously been brought to you in collaboration with, which maybe I should have mentioned an hour ago, with Elemis.
Like, this is definitely the kind of chat they wanted their name against, so we should mention it more.
I know them well. They'll be fine with any peen included. With
I was asked what my favourite three Elemis products were, and I said the Pro Collagen Marine Cream, the Milky Bath Soak thing, which the name is irrelevant because it's just...
Is it the Frangipani and Manoy?
No, not that one.
Milk.
And the Mosselies. Oh, I don't bathe often, but when I do, it's only with Elemis.
I don't clean my body regularly, but when I do.
I'm pretty sure that Elemis Aching Muscle Super Soak was my first Hall of Fame product on the blog like 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. It's been around forever, hasn't it?
I'm pretty sure it was Aching Muscle Super Soak.
Yeah, Elemis was one of the first brands that started working with me when I started blogging. They were one of the very first brands that were like, yeah, okay, cool. We don't really know what this is, but we'll send you stuff and talk to you about stuff and invite you to things. And they have always supported me with stuff like that and through to today. But if I had to pick three, it would be the Pro Collagen Cleansing Balm, the Dynamic Resurfacing Pads, because my face loves a lactic, nice gentle lactic acid, and it's so hard to choose one. No, I know there's so many, and it's really stressing me out now off the top of my head. I like the new balm as well, the new glowing balm. No, it's the glowing priming moisturizer that just came out.
That's really
the glowing moisturizer, which I'm wearing now, and I genuinely think is like, if I didn't like Future Dew because it was way too oily for my skin, but the glowing priming moisturizer is right on the money for a soft, focused glow. It was my highlight of the week on Full Coverage on the last episode. I genuinely, like, I'm obsessed with it, and it's in a really practical, squeezy, see-through tube. It's not fannying about. It won't break. It's just so straightforward and basic
it's
and good.
It's not fannying about.
It's not fannying about. That's what they should put on the website. Elemis it's Glowing Priming Moisturiser, not fannying about. That's for you, Elemis. That's free.
We should do this as a series. The Not Fannying About series with Caroline Lindsay and Emma.
Amazing.
So I feel like thank you for flying with Random Airways. We are now at the gate and we invite you to disembark and your journey.
Your exits are here. And here.
Who's collecting my bags, Emma? Who's collecting my bags? I need someone to get my bags.
Oh, there's a small lady on the way.
Imagine. Oh, how embarrassing for him.
Wouldn't you just die? Oh, geez. He should make it up to us by getting all of our bags off the conveyor belt.
You can get my
it's the only way I can think about it.
I'd like to be on his conveyor belt. Do you know what I mean?
And on that note, firstly, I'm going to say, Caroline, please replace Jim's snack. I'm worried about it. And don't forget to take your HRT. I worry about people.
I'll do that now while I'm sitting here, shall I?
Brilliant.
And thank you to the wonderful Emma Guns for hosting. Thank you,
Emma,
marvellous. Marvellous. MZ. And go subscribe to her podcast immediately. Subscribe to the Emma Guns show because she's marvellous.
I didn't even get into the details of you being able to write 16 books as well as the kids' stuff. I mean, come on.
I mean, it's been it's been a minute. Oh, no, you're not supposed to enjoy it. It's supposed to be like the hair shirt of jobs. It's the hair shirt of creativity.
Thank God, because it was. I mean, it was just...
I feel like Caroline's going to stage an intervention and come over to go and well, and go, Lindsay, what are you thinking?
I mean, when they were like... And I felt really bad because when they were, you know, they were like, you're number one. And I was like, oh, okay, great. I wasn't trying to be like negative. I didn't grow up wanting to be an author. So when they say you're number one on the Sunday Times bestsellers list, I'm like, that's a big deal, isn't it? And they were like,
it's kind of a big deal.
Irons.
Pretty big deal.
Irons. And then they were like, you're number two this week because Deliciously Ella released a cookbook. I'm like, that bitch.
And now she's your nemesis forever.
Yeah. And then another mummy cookbook came out. And I was like, these mums and their cookbooks need to sod off my section. How rude. But yeah,
you toppled Pinch of Nom, so that's all that matters.
I know. And they're like, your sales are this and this. And I'm like, oh, that's amazing. Thanks. You know, it's really great. But I would go, people do this for fun? Like, you do this as a career? My God, it's such hard work. So I take my hat off to you, mate.
Cheers.
I'm just like, bow down. Bow down.
You're too kind.
Caroline's going to have dinner now. We know she's going to...
Well, no, I texted Jim and said, oh, we're overrunning. And he went, that's all right, I'll bin this lot and I'll make a fresh lot. Thanks, mister.
Good luck. Nice.
Lindsay, what are you doing now?
I am going to write a book. And then this afternoon, I'm actually doing an interview for full coverage. Yeah, going to write a book. But I'm interviewing... This would be interesting to the both of you and very not probably to most people listening, but you'll hear this on the next episode of Full Coverage. I'm interviewing the Beauty Incubator Group that funded The Way and Patrick Tarr and a bunch of other brands. Because I want to know what it means to be a beauty incubator group and how you make choices. And when I met Patrick Tarr, I wouldn't give him $1 million to make a brand.
You were with me, weren't you?
Yes, I was. And his products are great.
Oh, yeah. I don't like them. Too greasy, too glittery.
Oh, I really love the lipstick and the new cream blush power duo.
I touched his face and he looked like he was going to have a stroke, didn't he? I've never seen a man so quickly.
It's literally what she did.
He was like, lovely skin. And he was like,
entire life.
And I looked at Lindsay and I was like, alerted. Don't worry, I do it for a living, honestly. And this was at a La Mer event. The mortification.
He hadn't been informed. He hadn't had a...
he didn't know about us. It wasn't his fault. He hadn't been prepped. Bless him.
He's not on the interview today. He is not on the interview today. He does sell a fan as part of his brand. But the newest range of launches, there's matte lipsticks that are absolutely stunningly beautiful. And there's a cream powder blush duo that's really gorgeous. And the cream has a little lid over it. It doesn't go... I hope not. The makeup's really lovely. The last launch is really, really nice. So
I'll take your word for it, Kelk. Yes. I'm
not out in the UK yet, but
I have rejected. I felt
he did not enjoy us.
He did not enjoy us at all. We enjoyed him until we didn't.
He enjoys himself and Gigi Hadid. And that was all I got from that conversation that we had with him.
Gigi, talk about name drop. I'm like, all right, mate, do you want a shovel to pick up all those names you're dropping?
And then you told him to stop using Cetaphil on her. And it was so glorious.
I really did go quite hard, didn't I, thinking about it? I forgot about all that. And it was the daytime. I hadn't even been drinking. Why are you putting Cetaphil on these people? Oh, of course I did. I'll tell anyone. Why would you do that?
It's fine. I don't understand. I was against him.
I don't understand. I thought you had
turned against me for living on the wrong side of LA. I lived in the wrong part of LA, so he didn't want to talk to me. But it's fine. I'm so glad for everyone that stayed around to hear this special extra
scene. Hey, they're loving it. This is the best part.
This is honestly, this is genuinely what would have happened if we'd been at dinner at Dirty Bones.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I would have been like this a lot of the time, going
maybe with some tequila. And I don't even drink.
I would love a margarita right now.
Kate Somerville margarita.
Sent me a bottle of Reposado, and there's a little bit left.
Nice.
How very dare she?
If she sent it to you, you wouldn't drink it. You would say, guns, I've got this. Do you want it?
No, tequila, I might be tempted.
But she talks
about maybe we should all margarita toast from our corners of where Cheers. We are. Yeah. No, like, it's not the same, but...
It's been special. It's been awesome. Thank you to everybody who has tuned in, who has joined to get to see Caroline and Lindsay, two incredible authors whose books are well worth your time and your money. And obviously, Caroline's lives you should tune into. They are usually at 5 p.m. BST every day, every weekday. Lindsay obviously has full coverage, and she's just such recording a new episode later on this afternoon. Basically, follow them on Instagram. Make sure you are engaged with everything that you do, because it will be as awesome as this.
Just engage. Just engage, people. Like you say, for
women
in
labour.
Engage
with us. Engage with us.
Engage.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. We really have to go. But this was amazing. Thank you to both of you. And thanks to everyone watching. We'll see you again soon. So, yeah, there you go. I really hope you enjoyed it. Oh, listening back to it was just, that was a joyous experience. Oh, Mita Kora. Good old Mita Kora. You a shit singer as well. So that's it. It was lovely to listen back to that. I hope you all enjoyed it. And we will be back in 2 weeks with another episode. So take care of yourselves till then. And bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.